Here are today's top stories. A feel-good Friday story for you. Moody's downgraded the state of Illinois bond rating. We are now two levels above junk, which, to be honest, I thought we were much closer to. Two levels above? Plenty of time to get there, lawmakers. Enjoy your summer boat parties. We'll get you off your yachts when we get to level one. Cool? Now hit the merengue. Update on the Lucas Museum saga. Oh, wait. No, there's not. Sneed reported that the Friends of the Park were going to support the idea of moving the Lucas Museum to the old McCormick Place site, to which the Friends of the Park said, no, that's not accurate. Jeez. This museum drama is more exciting than Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. But who's Jar Jar Binks in this scenario? It's got to be Rom, right? Or is Rom Darth Maul? Interesting casting dilemma here. We should ask George Lucas. Fans got to say goodbye to the champ Muhammad Ali today in Louisville, Kentucky. Again. When I die, I'd love to have a couple funerals, just to make sure everyone gets a chance to write a blog about it. What? I love Ali as much as the next guys, but geez, come on, all right, we get it. Today, the presidential candidates start getting after each other, officially. Clinton's focused on courting women. Donald Trump, just ogling them. The news site Gawker declared bankruptcy today and will be sold at auction. This all because of the Hulk Hogan lawsuit settlement. So word to the wise, American journalist, if you call out a wrestler for having sex with his friend's wife while he spews the N-word, you're probably going to go bankrupt. A man posing as an Apple employee in Soho ran off with 19 iPhones. I guess he fooled everybody by being disinterested in the customer's questions and asking, well, did you just turn it off? We'll turn it back on. Reboot it. Starting next week, the hookup dating app Tinder is banning anyone under the age of 18, which is pretty creepy to just be getting around to that. Really? You let 40-year-olds swipe left on 16-year-olds? And Gawker is going out of business? Traffic is bad tonight since the city of Chicago has decided to host every event known to man. You like baseball? You like sailing? You like the blues? You like food trucks? How about wine? And there's no wine fest, but you should drink some. In weather, oh, it's so hot. Mookie, it's too hot. It's too hot to... Yeah, you know it. Love it. In sports, the Sox continue to purge veterans, adding Jimmy Rollins to the scrap heap. He was released today. Not good for a team that needed these journeymen to help for a playoff run. But this makes room to bring up top prospect Tim Anderson. I hope he's ready. Hey, they drafted a catcher yesterday in the first round. Let's get him up to the team too, right? Join this weekend. How hard is it to catch? One fastball, two curve, and remember at the end of each warm-up to throw to second base. Boom, done. Anyway, the Sox go for a two-game win streak with Chris Sale searching for his 10th win against the Royals. The Cubs are in hot Atlanta, and Anthony Rizzo was scratched tonight. I say keep him out till September. No reason to grind it out in June. Tommy Gunn, Tommy La Stella hits the DL, and Chris Coughlin takes his place. Welcome back, Chris. The NBA Finals, Game 4 tonight. Will the Cavs make this a series, or will the Warriors shoot a bunch of threes? Gordie Howe died today at the age of 88 years old. Mr. Hockey will always be known as one of the best, and we hope that every hockey player will honor him by striving for the old Gordie Howe hat trick. It's a goal, an assist, and a fight. And finally tonight, an adult diaper fetish business has moved into Mount Prospect, and the residents there are not happy. Listen, adult diapers, they're for your business, not for your business. That's the carryout for July 10th, 2016. Hey, our dinner special tonight, a bag of ice. Try two.